Welcome to Afyomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi'is Tafayin Zayin, the Oiz Vodra edition, Perek Chi, in the middle of Halacha Hei. We're starting in Tafayin Vodra base, four lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Temin Shel Shvi'is, straw of Shemitah, which is Maichel Behemo, Mashi also Mishu Svichin. Did the Oiz because of Svichin? We learned earlier that vegetables that grow on their own, Chazal Oiz because of Svichin. What happens if it's Maichel Behemo, food of an animal? Is the Oiz of Svichin or not? Rabbi Levi Tzanvayo Shola Rabbo Bar Zavdo Vishari, he said it's okay, there does no din tzvichin. Omav Zero V'ono L'loy Samchos Aloy, I didn't say me on this answer. Ishtal Yisraelin Devei Karsono, I asked the people of the house of Karsono to see what they did over there. And the Gemara continues Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph and says, V'amrin, they said, Nagin Avinu, our minig was, Kanshin Tevin Min Aruvas Shmitoso, we go and collect as much straw as possible before Shemitah. The Kanechasrin, when there's missing, my Simin Shurai, go take a little more straw from the walls of the city, meaning we don't take from the field. In other words, it's Asr, Mishud Svichin. So the Psak over here is arguing and saying it's Asr. Omer Avir Mestisa Omer Shumotra, I have a Mishnah that sounds that it's Mutter. Tanya Tzavoyim Vapatomim Loikhim Morsam Nuchol Mokom Veinam Choshishim. The people, the pain, the dye, and the people that prepare perfume, they could take bran in any place. Vein choshish, not choshish for what? For svichin. So mashal svichin is not a problem. Ravir is sova meimer hafilu min choshut. Because Ravir understood we're talking about that you could buy even someone who's usually suspected on shmita. You could buy it from him, because even if it grew in shmita, it's not a problem if it was grew on its own. Omalev yisil loy omrilu b'she'enu yodeim choshudu imu enu choshut. Let's talk about a case that you buy for somebody, not sure if he's a suspect or not. Is he suspicious of doing something wrong or not? If you know he's chasher, he's asr. In other words, if he grew on its own shmita, it's asr. If someone's not chasher, you don't know he's chasher, you assume he probably grew in the sixth year. So there's no raya from here if tzvichin or asr and machal behima. Omav shamay masnisin om roshu asr. Mishnah says asr. Tanit on, we learned over the year of a shvi, so kila kerem behegdesh, and all these isurim. If you take one of these items, which is either shmito, kilayim, or hegdesh, and you cook with them, it causes eisur. So one understands, what's the eisur? The eisur is you're not allowed to enjoy svichin of shmito, and if you take it from shmito and you cook with it, it makes it eisur. So now we're going to use the gears of Reb Chaim, which is based on the Vilna Gaon. According to this, we're skipping two lines and then going back. So we go down. We're not talking about it because also because of Svichin. It gets the Gdusha of Shemitah. Because it's cooked with Shemitah, it gets the Gdusha of Shemitah. And from here on, you have to have a Gdusha of Shemitah that if it comes the time of Biyur, you can't eat it anymore. Before that, you could eat it. Now that Svichin is Asr. So there's no Raya from here. Now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah and says, and we're going two lines back, we learned in the Mishnah that once these straws are gone in the field, you can enjoy what's left over in the house, even in storage. Say more, but you're ruining a machal behemo, which has kedusha shvi'is. And so the Gemara tipote bo'oichle behemo la'odam. I'm not just going to ruin the machal behemo, I'm going to use it for human beings. Me'ikar din, you could do that always. We learned earlier, as Reb Chaim points out, you can take from melugamo, you can take machal behemo, use it for medicine for human beings. So when you take it from an animal, give it to a human being, that's an upgrade to the food. But here, because it looks bad when a person puts it into mud and he starts cooking with it, it looks like he's just ruining it. So therefore, they're oyser. But once it's called l'chaim and asadeh, they're mati to go back and use whatever it's in the house, because at the end of the day, you're not really ruining it, you're actually upgrading it from machal behema to machal adam, and there's no maris iron because you don't see it in the field. Halacha vav zok de mishnah. Misha yu l'per shviz v'yigia shas abir. Person has the fruits of shvito, chayv zatav abir, what should you do with it? He gives three meals to each person. That's considered to be beer. If a person has less, not more than three meals, so that he doesn't have to get rid of it. But if he didn't give it out, he doesn't have care. Who could take these fruits? The poor people. Only poor, not rich. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Once he was mafker the fruits, anybody could take it, any could be zoiche from it. Continues the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Zayin on base. Mishayelu per shviz shenoflu lo biyirusha. Person has per shviz that what? According to one pshat we'll see in the Gemara, it was fruits that had an iser. The owner, the original owner, did not get rid of them when came the time of Shemitah, at the time of Biur and Shemitah. And then he died, and someone inherited him. So then, he got a gift. So Blaza says, now you can still give it to the people that are roy to eat this fruit. You don't have to get rid of it, because the one who inherited or got a gift, it's not his fault. He didn't do anything wrong. The chachamim ain't a choyted nisker. No, you can't just do that, because then the one who's getting the gift or is inheriting, he has a tov sador, he enjoys it. He could take these fruits and give it to people. So what he has to do, he has to sell it to people, and the money give it to everybody else. In other words, he cannot benefit from it all. That's the knas for the fact that the one, the original owner, did not get rid of the fruits. Someone who eats a dough shvito before taking out challah is chayav misa, meaning like any dough every other year. If you eat without taking out challah, one is chayav misa. But the chiddush is in shvita, I would think maybe challah you don't take out because you're going to have to go and burn it and you don't want to burn shvita. The chiddush is that you still have to take out challah even from a dough shvita. So that's the chiddush over here, the Mishnah. A dough shvita is chayav and challah. Says the Gemara, my time of the Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that only the poor people can eat the perish shvita? Because it says in the pasuk, "Ve'achlu if you ne'amecho, v'yisom teichal chayas sade." The yarnim will eat the fruits. It says clearly, "If yarnim." My time with Rabbi Yosi. What is the story of Rabbi Yosi? Because he dashed the pasuk like this: "Ve'achlu if you ne'amecho, v'yisrom." They're going to eat the yarnim and also the yes. Meaning the rest of the people will also eat from it. Poor can eat from it, and the rich can eat from it as well. Says the Gemara, "Shimon Oimer, Ashirim Oichli Mina Oitzer Achar Abir." Rav Shimon has a third shita. He holds that the rich can eat from the fruits, but not when a regular person has mafkir it. Only once it goes into Oitzer Beis Din. If a person gives the fruits to Beis Din, and Beis Din are responsible to give it out, they can give it out to the rich as well. And the reason is because once it comes to Beis Din, so then there's no din beer. A regular person has to do beer, and then has to go to poor people only. But if you give it to Beis Din, Beis Din don't have to do beer, and they can give it to the rich as well. Says the Gemara, my taimo there, Rav Shimon. What's the reason of Rav Shimon? How does he learn from the pasuk? Says the Gemara, if you ne'amecho ad yisrom, only the anim will eat it until the leftover you give to Beis Din. Until that yisrom, until the yeser, until the leftover gets to Beis Din, so then only anim can eat it. Once you reach Beis Din, even the rich can eat it. So the Gemara brings you basically three shitas. The first shita holds the once you mafkir, only the anim can eat, not the rich. The second shita says, once you mafkir it, everybody can eat from it. The third shita says, if you mafkir, only the anim can eat from it. But if it comes to Beis Din can give it to the rich as well. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz, Daf Ayin Zayin.